641 here on WTOP. When there is this much snow, all the snow that we've had over the past week, there is a lovely way to warm up with a lovely glass of port wine.
Oh, yes. In our wine of the week, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist and blogger for Washingtonian Magazine, tells us why he loves port.
Because they're so diverse and they're so wonderful and they're really versatile. People, I don't think, really get an idea of how versatile these different types of ports are. And that's the other thing. There's not just that old, stodgy, I'll have a cigar kind of port, which is wonderful, and we can talk about that. But there's actually four different types of port wine, which I thought would be kind of interesting to talk about. The one thing they have in common, however, is they all come from the same region in Portugal.
People are probably most familiar with tawny ports. Scott, tell us about them.
Yeah, these are non-vintage wines that are aged in wood casks. They're the product of several blends, so they kind of get this consistency going, not dissimilar to what champagne does in a house blend. My favorite right now is the non-vintage Taylor Fleggett Special Tawny. It's a wonderfully versatile, deep, toasty, nutty, roasted aromas. Then you get this vanilla bean on the nose, too. I just really like it. The palate enjoys waves of citrus, preserved lemon, little roasted walnuts in there, brown sugar notes, and it finishes with a caramel and toffee ending. Just really nice. I like to serve mine slightly chilled. Best of all, $14.
Okay. Explain port wines with indication of age.
Should we have an hour? Okay. So port wines with an indication of age are going to be those tawny wines that are a little bit better than average, and they're going to denote a bottling date on the bottle along with the indication of the character of the age. So for example, it's 10 years old or 20 years old or 30 years old. So for example, the Dow's 10-year-old tawny is dry and structured, mature flavors of baked apricot, dried mango, dark chocolate, almond toffee notes, but the finish is absolutely refreshing with this great acidity, $25.
All right, what about a late bottled vintage?
Oh, I love these. Now, these are ports of one single harvest, and it's a great way for somebody new to port to really stick their toe in that water. Now, they're generally aged somewhere between 4 and 6 years. So for example, the 2009 Dow's late bottled vintage port is just loaded with flavors of spice, red cherry, and plum, seasoned with a good twist of black cassis. And then this is just a great way for people to find out how delicious these wines really are for a very reasonable price. For example, the Dow's will set you back about $21.
Okay, but if you really want to go upscale, vintage ports, right?
Oh, yeah. Less than 2% of all port wines produced are vintage ports, mm-hmm. and they're only produced in years in which the association, the Wine Association in Portugal, declares that that vintage is worthy of a vintage port year. So mm-hmm. it has to be declared. Such was the 2011, which Wine Spectator has said is considered the best vintage in the last 20 years. So folks, if you're listening, you really want to try a vintage port, a 2011 is the way to go. My favorite today is the 2011 Fonseca. It's massively concentrated and powerful, offers that lush, heady flavor of a dark plum, blackberry, and cherry tart, just a little touch of anise, and then it's got plenty of grip to really go along with that dark chocolate toffee and cream finish. It's going to set you back a little bit. As I said, best vintage in 20 years. This one's going to cost you $90.
Scott Greenberg, wine columnist and blogger for Washingtonian Magazine. If you want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.